Well, I'm glad the Lord is my helper and He is my keeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I'm not looking and depending upon myself right now. Hey, I got a feeling that the Lord is love to do something around here tonight. Hey, do you feel like that? Hey, how many like to know that we could have church around here before we leave tonight? I'll come a little ways. I probably didn't drive much farther than some of the rest of you. But Brother Benny, I come over here, and on the way over, I said, God, I need some strength. I need a fresh touch of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And guess what? I just got a feeling I've already sensed Him around here. Hallelujah. How many feels the Holy Ghost in the house? But the devil would like to talk you out of just pushing on through and having a move of God. Listen, I can't follow Brother Benny, you know that. Hallelujah, quit looking at me. Hallelujah. If we get our eyes back on God, like He said, the psalmist said, I'm going to look unto the One that made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. You know how I stepped up here tonight? Looking to Him that made the heavens and the earth. I know my abilities fall way short, but there's a God in heaven that's bigger than anything I'm up against. He's bigger than any battle that I'm in. He is the One that made the heavens and the earth. Oh, you ain't got that yet. I said, God's in the house. The One that made the heavens and the earth. The One that knows about you. Hallelujah. On the way over here, this got on me. I didn't know I was going to be preaching. Hallelujah. I'm just going to say a few words and get out of the way. I want God to help us tonight, Brother Danny. But listen what He said. Hallelujah. Hezekiah was up against it. How you feel like you're up against it tonight? How you feel like we're in just a little bit of a struggle right now? Hallelujah. I believe there's victory for us. I said, I believe there's victory for us. Hezekiah was up against it, and Assyria had come up and began to assault and camped around Hezekiah, the people of God. Hallelujah. How many knows the enemy's here tonight and camped against us? And he sent a letter to Hezekiah. Oh, yes, he did. He began to tell him what all he'd done to those around him. How many he had defeated already. How many had failed. Oh, he'd like to get your eyes on the defeated foe. How he'd like to get your eyes on the ones that have fallen. How but there's a God that ain't never failed us. There's a God that ain't never lost a battle. He's the One that made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. And when Hezekiah received the letter, I'm just going to preach for a few minutes. You better get on board. Hallelujah. When Hezekiah received the letter in Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 14, it said, and when Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. Hallelujah. You've already read it, haven't you? You've done it, heard what the enemy said. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord. Oh, guess what we're at right now? We've done and made our ascension out of chapter 121 of Psalms. The pastor's done and took us into the sanctuary. We're in the house of God. I said, we're in the house of the Lord. And when he went up into the house of the Lord, you know what he done? He took that report from the enemy and he spread it out. There's times we just need to say, God, this is what the devil said. I'm just going to bring it to you and let you deal with it. Hell, I'm feeling a little bit better. My nerves are starting to calm down just a little bit. Hallelujah. And he spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, now listen, he's already read you Psalms 121. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, that art the God, even thou alone, and all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Oh, you know what you need to do? Realize how big God really is. Hallelujah. God, you're bigger than the enemy. That's gave me an evil report. Brother Benny, I can read about false reports. I can read about evil reports in the Bible. Hallelujah. But we've got a good report tonight. Isaiah chapter 53 and 1 said, who hath believed our report? It's up to you now whose report you're going to believe. I said, whose report are you going to believe? And Hezekiah began to tell him, the enemy had already outlined all of his previous victories. Brother Scott, he said, look at this one. Hallelujah, they didn't make it. Look at them. Look at that church. They don't live like that any longer. And he began to outline all of his previous victories. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. The devil will let you know. He'll try to make himself seem so big. He began to outline all of his previous victories. He was letting them know that all the gods of their countries could not deliver them. He said, so don't you be deceived. Your God's going to be like one of their gods. Their gods couldn't save them. And what makes you think that your God can save you? I really feel like preaching right now. What makes you think that God's going to help you, Brother Gary? When their gods couldn't help them. Because my God, not like their God. Their rock's not like my rock. My God made the heavens and the earth. How? Hallelujah. Whose report are you going to believe? I said, whose report are you going to believe? It was to bring fear into their heart. Brother Rodney, when the devil begins to talk to us and begins to outline all of his previous victories and begins to taunt us, it's to get us fearful. There's torments with fear. Fear destroys faith. You can't see God like you need to see God when you got fear. Perfect love casteth out. Cast it out, God. I'd like to see him cast out every form of fear that's in the house of the Lord tonight. If you get rid of fear and doubt, we'd have a breakout tonight. I said we'd have a breakthrough tonight if you just cast out fear and doubt. Since Satan can't work his will upon a child of God, guess what he does? He tries to force us to play into his hand. I'm saved. I'm covered by the blood, Brother Andrew. The devil can't lay his hand on me. No, he can't. So he sends his evil report. And he tries to get me to look at that and look at this. And you know what he's trying to do? Get me to play into his hand. Because he can't lay his hand on me. You gonna help me preach. He's got you playing into his hand if you ain't careful. That's an evil report. You know what the evil report was when the spies come back out of Canaan land? When Moses sent them over? The Bible calls it an evil report. It was a report that their gods is bigger than our God. Our God is not able to deliver us. We're not able to take that land. That's an evil report. That's what the Bible says. It calls it an evil report. But be not soon shaken in mind, saint of God. I feel this right now, Brother Vivi. Somebody has been looking at an evil report. I wish you'd just lay it out before God. He battles the mind. He gets you into thinking, this is what it's going to be. I'm just going to have to live with it. I feel like preaching right now, believe it or not. Learn to deal with it, big boy. This is just what it's going to be. You never really know what victory really is. Just deal with it. Let the others shout. Let the others run the house. It's always going to be like this for you. You're just going to have to learn to live with that problem. But there's a better report than that. I said there's a better report than that. Who hath believed our report? He'll show you every church that no longer lives this way. He'll show you everyone that's turned around and walked away. He'll show you everyone that he has defeated. But the difference is, their God had no breath. Those other countries that Sennacherib had fought, their God was a God of stone. They had burnt their God, but they can't burn my God. Speaking in a fiery furnace, he'll walk through it. You can't burn God. You can't destroy my God. I wish I had a voice to preach right now. My God's got breath. Their God couldn't speak. But that now God can speak, and He breathed the breath of life into me. Help me, Holy Ghost. Touch your gods and He don't touch back. But guess what? I got a feeling if we'd feel after Him, He's not very far from every one of us right now. Holy, I felt this on the way over. Scribbled out a few little scriptures and a few little thoughts. Holy, whose report are you going to believe? Holy, my God made the heavens and the earth. He watches over me. He's kept me through every battle. He's kept me. Have you made it this far? I've got a God that's kept me. I've got a God that's watched over me. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Benny, back in 1970, somewhere right around there toward the end of 1970, my mom and dad had just got married. Hallelujah, there's just a young married couple. Hallelujah, all of a sudden those dreaded papers come, Brother Jeff, in the mail. Went to the mailbox one day, opened it up, and there was his draft papers. Hallelujah, he was getting called to Vietnam. Hallelujah, mom was expecting with her first child, which was to be me. Hallelujah, they was just newly married. Dad walked into Dexter Wells Church up at the old 25th Street. Hallelujah, years ago, back in the late 1970, some early 71 there. He walked in. Man, he was feeling the load of it. I remember him telling it, testifying about it. It was an evil report. It was a bad report. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, he walked down front. They called him out. The saints of God laid hands on him. Hallelujah, the Spirit of God spoke and said, "You'll go, but I'll go with you. I'll watch over you, and I'll keep you safe, and I'll bring you home early." Hallelujah. You ain't getting this, are you? Brother Scott, he went to Vietnam. Hallelujah, he said there was times he laid there. He heard the missiles. He heard the machine gun fire. And he'd go back and he'd spread it out before the Lord. He'd say, "God, you told me you'd watch over me." Hallelujah, God's told you the same thing. How you'd keep me no matter what I faced. And you'd bring me home. Guess what? There's a God in heaven that'll watch over you and keep you. Brother Benny, he got kidnapped one night. They blindfolded him, tied his hands up, stuck him in the back floorboard of a little Volkswagen car. How did they put their feet on him, headed for the gate? How a bunch of Vietnamese, I think there's five or six of them. How he walked, went right on through the gate, off the base, went downtown Saigon. How they put him in a little warehouse. How they had him tied up, Brother Steve, and all night long, Dad said I couldn't understand what they were saying, but I remember God said, "I'll watch over you, and I'll keep you. I'll bring you home early. I'll keep you safe. Oh, no matter what I face, there's a God in heaven that's promised to keep me." Hallelujah. He said they got to speaking in their language. Brother Benny couldn't understand what they're saying. And all of a sudden they got in a fight among themselves. Hallelujah. They come over and untied him, one of them. Took him by the shoulder. Opened the door and threw him out on the street. In downtown, I believe it was Saigon. Hallelujah. He said there he was. An American GI with nothing. In the middle of Vietnam. But just so happened. Just so happened. There come a whole convoy of U.S. officers back. They'd been out on a mission and they was running late getting back to base, and they seen him on the sidewalk and just picked him up. I don't believe it was happenstance. Holy God was watching over His promise. And you feel like you've been thrown out on the street, but there's a convoy that's come by and he'll pick you up if you let him. Great God of heaven. I feel the Holy Ghost. If it ain't helping you, just let it help me. Holy, the devil's told me enough. Brother Benny, I remember when I got the report and he said the waters are going to get rough, boy. They're going to get real rough. And that last wave is going to be a tough one. But if you'll stay true, I'll stay true to you. And on the other side, there were smooth waters. Great God of heaven, we come through a few storms. We come through a few battles. But I've seen a few calm waters. Makes me want to keep on. Hallelujah. He'd like to get you fearful. He's gave you that report to strike fear into your heart.
and the pastor's done and tried to get you off of your problems. We're making his ascension here tonight. We're on the way to Mount Zion. Oh, hallelujah. Get your eyes back on God. I mean, back during World War II, they said Hitler put out that propaganda war. He began to drop those leaflets all over Germany and Great Britain. I mean, he was trying to strike fear in their heart, telling them what he was going to do and how he was going to crush them. I mean, but Winston Churchill made that statement. I believe it was in a speech. It may have been a letter. I remember reading it. But he said there was a little park right down the road from his where he lived there, Brother Benny, called Green Park. He said, when I was a boy, I'd often find me there. I'd sneak off and go to Green Park. He said, when I was a boy, the nursemaid couldn't keep me out of Green Park. And now that I'm a man, Hitler ain't going to either. You gonna let the devil keep you out of Green Park? Hallelujah, I believe we can get it on in tonight. If you want to have church, we can have church. He that watches over Israel, Brother Benny read it to us, neither slumbers nor sleeps. I read just recently, Brother Kim Myers, they say lions are insomnia animals. They really never go into a deep sleep. Brother Benny, they say a lion, well, you'll never catch him in a deep sleep. Usually it's just a doze, just a lazy doze that he goes in. He's constantly aware of his surroundings. He never really sleeps. Brother Kim Myers, guess what? There's a lion of the tribe of Judah. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it may not mean much to you, but Brother Andrew, I told the devil, no, let him go, man. He's a jawing. And I said, devil, listen here. If you're going to get me, you're going to have to get me when God's asleep. And I read where he neither slumbers nor sleeps. He watches over me. I don't keep myself. God keeps me. How you don't keep yourself. God's kept you. Have you made it this far? God, how you going to make it through this one? God, how you going to get a breakthrough? God, how you made the heavens and the earth? Oh, hallelujah. Stand all over the house. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Whose report are you going to believe? I said, whose report are you going to believe? How long has it been since you made a lap? How long has it been since you danced? How long has the devil kept you out of Green Park anyway? Hallelujah. Won't you just say, devil, it's about time I just had myself a spell. There's a God in heaven here tonight that's able to give you the breakthrough that you need. Lift your hands one more time. Let's ask God to help us.
Praise God.